Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Ursula.
If you guys aren't watching, I am Ursula.
And I am
your host,
Ariel.
Ariel. So for our costumes today, you guys, we went with the Ursula and Ariel route, but they kind of catfished us a little bit.
They're hella ugly, dude.
Okay, so when we were shopping for them.
Wait.
What?
No, go look that way.
What?
All Einstein.
I was going to say, why is it giving Einstein? Wait, you guys have to see this picture on our Pretty Not Smart Instagram.
On our Instagram, you guys. What the fuck? Bien serio, Einstein.
We took hella funny pictures. But when we were at the store buying them, Yati was like, you don't want to be Ursula and Little Mermaid? I was like, oh my God, yes. And she's like, oh my God, and they're on sale. And after we put them on, we were like, well, now we know why they were on sale.
They were 40% off, bitch. But tell me why I still paid fucking $70 for this shit.
Mine too, 70 fucking bucks. And this is not a cute Ursula.
I didn't know the Little Mermaid got legs after all.
Well, the Little Mermaid had a collaboration with Einstein, apparently.
You're like, poor unfortunate souls.
Oh yeah, that's her song.
Mine is one day I'll be.
Wait, try to lip sing and I'm gonna try to like no, try to sing and I'm gonna lip sing since I supposedly stole your voice.
Oh wait, what song do I sing?
The one you just sang.
No, that's not the song that she sings, so
she just goes, she goes
again.
Never mind. No, Ursula again. Doesn't want your voice anymore. Bitch, I'll stick to my voice. Thank
a ver, you
so
do
much.
It. A ver.
I'm just kidding.
You're like, I admit that in my time I've been a nasty.
Oh shit.
Triton, he's coming. What? Sebastian. You haven't watched the movie? A little fake fan over here.
Sorry about it. But in our last episode, we read some scary fan stories.
Yeah, that was scary.
And I had a scary thing happen to me last night.
Wait, you did?
I did. So I wanted to share it on here before I told you anything.
Hey, what about your word of the year?
Oh, shit. Okay, what's the word
after?
Of the
year? Guess you guys have to keep
it. Well, you're never fucking prepared.
No, I have it. I've been reading comments. I've been on it, okay. Guys. I am pretty not smart.
Who is the worder?
Okay, this one's going to be hard. Leslie Magaña 1990 said, love the podcast. And if you guys read this, Yoatsi should have Louis try to spell mischievous.
Mischievous?
Yeah.
I've never even used that word in my life.
It's like you're up to mischief. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not even how you say it.
I don't know, yeah.
M.
Uh-huh.
I.
Uh-huh.
S.
Uh-huh.
H.
Wow, Lily.
I.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
V.
Uh-huh.
E-S.
Oh, you were so close.
Oh, no. V-I-O-U-S.
No, V-O-U-S.
I'm over it.
Nah, dude, but you were so close.
I hated it.
Yeah, Marisela.
No.
That was pretty good. Bitch, so I read the comments. Uh-huh. I read the comments. Uh-huh. We should do a video reading our hate comments. Somebody was like... It was actually our reviews on our Pretty Not Smart. Go leave us good reviews, guys, on podcast. If you're not watching it on podcast.
Oh, okay, okay.
I went to go look at the reviews and somebody was like, was kind of interested in the podcast. And then I heard their annoying kid childish voices. So I had to exit. Grow up.
Bitch.
I was like, oh my God. He was like, grow up.
Sorry about it.
I was like, sorry, babe. Sorry you don't have any humor.
I know, childish
We're
voices.
We're not for everyone.
Well, just a reminder, my love, we are not older than you, so our voices are gonna sound younger than yours.
For real,
if you're telling me to grow up, you're obviously a lot older. So instead,
90.
I don't know, but yeah, that's all I have to say.
You're like, yeah.
Well,
no,
sorry
but
about it.
I mean, we are gonna have some haters, so it's okay. But en serio, si no les gusta, pues se van y ya. Or unfortunate.
Babe, you're all gonna sing that the whole episode.
I know.
So as I was saying,
oh yeah,
with my scary story. So I love getting scared. Like, I love scary movies. I think that's my favorite genre.
I love cuando me jalan las patas.
No, I said I love getting scared. No, I like getting possessed. I love getting scared. Bitch, I know me either. Every time I look at myself, I'm like, ugh. I forget, and then I look and I'm like, get a little scared.
Okay, okay.
So I like getting scared. I love watching scary movies and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I live alone. So okay. That is very scary within itself. So yeah. Every time I have to go home after watching a scary movie or something, I'm like, oh, fuck. And yesterday, I couldn't sleep, dude. I was in bed by 10:30. And I was tired. I was like, aww. Oh my God, today's going to be one of those days where I get to sleep early. So I had my day all planned out. I was going to wake up early, whatever. So in bed since 10:30, and then it's 11:30. I couldn't go to sleep.
Bitch, you're fucking squishy scared me. I was like, what's that?
Bitch. So I was saying 12:30, I couldn't go to sleep. 1:30, I couldn't go to sleep. So I was literally just tossing and turning like all night.
Ew.
And then after that, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to turn on my AC because I like sleeping like in the cold. I don't like sleeping in the hot. But I was a little scared. I was like, fuck, I don't want to get up and like see something run across my house when I go. Because the AC thing, you guys, is like out in the hallway of my house.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck. I know. I was like, I don't want to go out there. But I was like, you know what? Let me like get up and go do it. So I turn on my flashlight. I'm like looking everywhere, like pointing the flashlight everywhere. And I instantly remember two stories from our last episode. The one with the red eyes.
Bitch, no way.
That one. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like trying not to look anywhere because I'm like, okay, I'm a little scared. And then the
little
one,
red eyes in the corner, like ding ding, yeah. Just staring at you.
And then I thought about the one with the boy in white who like waves high.
Oh.
So then I was like, ugh. I was like, okay, I don't want to like look anywhere.
Cute.
Bitch, tell me why as I'm in the hallway, fucking scared as fuck, turning down my AC, my phone lights up, and guess what?
What? Chucky.
She's like, I'm here. Our fucking episode went live. So all I see, I don't know why, you guys, but our episode went live at like 1:30 in the morning.
What the heck?
Again. So then I was like, mood. So the first thing I read, I didn't see that it was like a podcast notification. All I saw was our title that was like, the man who watches me sleep. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Bitch, that's scary. What a coincidence.
Like, I'm like, okay, I was already terrified to get up. I have to go out and like turn on my flashlight. I'm already thinking these things. And I see that on my phone.
No, mommy.
Yeah, I literally got so scared. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's my podcast notification. But then I was like, why right now? Like, and it literally had just went live.
Oh, my God. That is so fucking scary, bitch.
So then I was like, great. So then I ran to my bed. And then that made me have more trouble sleeping last night.
Damn. So, ¿a qué hora te dormiste?
I don't know. Probably like at 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I'm really tired.
Oh, but I'm tired too, guys. Me and Louis, let me tell you guys the truth. It is 9 p.m. And me and Louis, ¿qué buscas, pinche chismoso?
Usted sigue contando pinche historias. Yo le estoy bajando el volumen.
Pinche chismoso.
Usted.
What was I going to tell you?
What time it is?
Oh, it's 9 p.m. And we are over here sacrificing for you guys because we cannot miss a week, Louis.
No, yeah, you guys.
We can't. We're so dedicated to this shit.
I have a very early fly in the morning, but I'm here.
Pobrecito.
Hey, it's Kaylee Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, you guys. So today we are going to be talking about leyendas de miedo.
Bitch, y'all talking about your birthday.
No, just like scary legends that like I've always been intrigued about. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe you know about some of them, maybe you don't because you're a dumbass. But I really want to find out more and pick your brain about all this stuff.
Oh, I just remember what I was going to talk about.
Tell us. Hurry.
But it's not a good thing.
What is it?
I was just going to say, since we were on the topic of starting the podcast, on today's...
We're ending it.
No. Today's episode of What Did This Dumbass Forget This Time?
Bitch!
So you guys know almost every episode, Yoatzy forgets something. And it's very annoying, my loves.
I'm really pretty. I can't help it.
For this episode, she forgot her fucking SD card, which means we can't film without the SD card. So we spent about an hour at Target and Best Buy to get an SD card.
Look, just you're really Ursuline right now.
I just wanted to throw that out there so you guys keep tabs on Yoatzy.
No, bitch. My best friend, Julie, she was here these last couple days. And the other day, and every day that I, like, she knows that I'm going to film for the podcast, she's like, don't forget the key. She's like, don't forget the key, because she listens to it regularly. She's like, I listen, and I know you forget the fucking key.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Sorry, guys.
Continue with your fucking caca legends, or what are we talking about?
You don't want to do this podcast with me, huh?
No, I want to leave.
He's really Ursula today, guys.
Hurry up.
All right. Well, anyways, I wanted to start off with la yelera.
With la yelera. With la leyenda.
De la llorona. Okay. What do you know then? Tell me.
She was born in 1995. Her name's Yoatzy Guadalupe.
Bitch, I was like, that's me. I'm
like, oh. Well, what I know is this fucking chillona. All right, she comes for me.
Vas no. a ver quién te baja las patas.
Pues la le una patada en la cabeza. Uh-huh. So she got her kids and she drowned them and they died. And now she's looking for them because she regrets it.
Okay, but do you know why she drowned her kids?
Because her husband cheated on her.
No. Oh, why? Bitch. Ya ves, este güey no sabe ni madre.
A ver, pues there's like a million lloronas. Okay.
Well, the story that I know about the leyenda, I mean about the llorona. Am I drunk?
I know.
The story that I know about the llorona is that supposedly... She was really pretty. So her man was like, I want her. She is like the prettiest girl in town. So he got her, he married her, and he was all about her. Like he literally did everything, went above and beyond for this lady. But then they had kids. And the moment that they had kids, he stopped paying attention to her and started paying attention to the kids. Y ya como que he was still in love with her, pero no le ponía atención. She was just kind of there. So she started becoming very jealous of her kids. And, like, all he would do was go to work and come back, y ya no la pelaba. So this bitch was so full of rage and just had so much jealousy for her kids que su esposo ya no la quería, that one day she was like, all right, I'm going to take what he loves the most. So he took him to the río y los ahogó.
She never heard of that.
Yes, that's the story. You see, I told you didn't know shit.
You're a liar.
No, Hayo made it up. No, sí.
No es cierto.
Que sí. And
si
then,
no, they would have called her la celosa.
No, la llorona, because after her man found out what he did, like he fucking hated her even more. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they stoned her to death, like because of what she did. Uh-huh. Le aventaron piedras y la mataron. And she died. And like her whole pueblito found out about it and killed her. And then that's why she came back and she would always be crying. And then just kind of, I think, regretting it because of what happened afterwards. And like, according to legends, she sounds like this. Mis hijos.
She always in the voice. I highly doubt she's singing. But
then how would she say it, a ver?
Like, mis hijos. She's crying, not singing, puta.
That is crying. Mis hijos. Oh, Ariana Grande.
I've never heard anyone sing like that.
No, and then talking about La Llorona, I have a story about La Llorona from a family member.
No, Mexico. I don't like that story.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to tell it. All right, guys, this is a scary one. So this was in Mexico.
I feel like all sightings of the Llorona are always in Mexico. I've never heard like here.
Actually, before I forget, did you watch the Llorona movie, the one that they made?
Yeah.
I never watched it because it looked like it was going to be all boring.
It kind of was. But that's what I'm saying. I don't remember in this movie they talked about her being jealous.
Yeah. Well, it's because I guess everybody tells the legends differently. Uh-huh. But from what I remember and I read, because I actually read books about this stuff, that was like the leyenda. Mm. I had a little book of like Mexican legendas when I was little from the library.
That wanted to be a part of them.
Oh, dude, it's so scary. Actually, now that I remember, I don't know why, but I went to school, obviously. They had this book called Historias del Diablo. And it was in the public or in the kids' library. And I would always check that book out. I thought it was so cool.
Our like elementary school?
Yes.
No, I have another creepy story after yours about what happened to me in that school.
Bitch.
Yeah.
But it was called Historias del Diablo. I still remember it so vividly. And me and my friends would rotate it because every week we had to get a different book. Mm-hmm. And like I would get it, my friends would get it. And I would just reread the stories because I thought they were so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Or that one book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, I remember those. Those were good.
But a ver, tell us your story and then I'll tell mine about the Llorona.
Well, basically in elementary school, I don't remember why. But in elementary school, during class, I don't know if it was during the month of October. I don't fucking know what. I just remember, I think I was like in third grade.
Okay.
And we would stop class for the segment of this lady who would come tell us stories. This lady, she was already a lot older. Ya viejita, and she would tell us stories. But mm-hmm. these stories were about like the devil.
Bitch.
Yeah. And I don't understand why. Like to this day, like in the moment, I was just like, oh, somebody's coming to like tell us stories. But like now that I think about it, and I don't remember if it was about like Halloween, like if she would come during that month to like get us in spooky season. But she told us a personal story that happened to her and it like had me traumado. And that's why I remember.
Are you
going to
share the story?
Yeah, I can if I remember it. I remember like what it was about, but I don't remember too much in detail.
Okay.
But fuck, I'm trying to remember if she said it was her personal story or if it was somebody she knew. But I want to say it was her personal story. Okay. And she wasn't reading off of a book or anything. It was very much like podcast, like you're telling it to people.
Okay, okay.
So basically, we were all on the floor, all fucking little kids. She was telling us how there was like a baile she had to go to or something. I don't remember how the story started, but basically, long story short, there was this man who she saw, found very attractive. She was walking to this baile and this guy like picked her up or something, was like, hey, like, are you going to the blah, blah, blah baile or something? She was like, oh yeah, yeah. And he's like, do you want to come with me? Like, I can take you. And she thought he was very, 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 very handsome. So she was just kind of like gagged at the fact that he wanted to take her. So
all
she
Ted
was
Bundy.
Like, I don't know who that is. Well, like I know who that is, but like, I don't know much about.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And basically he ended up taking her to the baile or something. And I think at the baile they were dancing and I don't know what, they're like spinning, and next thing you know that this dude ends up turning into like the fucking devil.
What?
But she said that I remember her saying that one of his foot turns into like a hoof. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Like a horse's foot or something like that. And the other one turns into like a fucking chicken leg. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to remember as best as I could, but I remember being terrified. They don't know why they were telling us this story. And she was just basically saying something that she was like, ended up dancing with the devil and the devil wanted to like take her.
Wait, and, this story seems so like, I think it was, I'm not kidding. I think that story was in that book.
So then maybe that's where she got it from.
Yes, because as you're telling the story, I'm picturing it how I would picture it when I was little. I think I've been told this story, or yeah, I read it.
And I don't remember it too well, but that's what I'm saying. I was like, the fact that you're talking about this book, maybe she like memorized it and told us, but yeah, she was telling us something that she ended up like dancing with him and he ended up like unraveling himself, turning into the devil. And all because I think she had done something and that's why he like came for her. I think she was being selfish. I don't know what, but she did something and he ended up like trying to kill her or take her.
Oh my
her
gosh,
soul. I don't fucking
what
know
the fuck? But I think it was that same book, bitch. What a coincidence. I'm not even
that
kidding
book
you.
Up then.
No, I'm like, scared.
Well, now I want to know because if I reread the story and it is, like, it'll forever solve that mystery in my head. Because forever I was always like, why did she tell us that story? But if it's from that book, Then that explains. She probably just wanted to scare the fuck out of us.
Well, then get it, dude. I'm not getting it.
I'm getting it.
It's on Amazon. I see it on the little thing. Let's
search it up on Amazon.
All right. We will continue to tell creepy stories after this quick break. Grab your popcorn. Okay, so back from the commercial break. All right, so the story about the Llorona. This happened to a family member in Mexico. As Louis was saying, I feel like all these stories happen in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And she was chilling with her baby in her house, and she said it was pretty late at night. The baby woke her up, and that she was just like, okay, like, time to go back to Mimi's. Not the baby wouldn't go back, Mimi's. So then she was like, ah. And she said that she had to go to the bathroom. So she just remembered she put the baby down. And I guess in Mexico, a lot of the bathrooms are outside.
Yeah.
They're not like in the house. They're literally like you have to walk a little bit outside.
Even like the shower. It's like outside.
So that she had to walk like a little bit to get to the bathroom. And that she goes to the bathroom. She was trying to go to the bathroom. And on her way there, she started just hearing like literally like.
Like in a distance, yeah. I kind of remember the story, but not like in
yeah.
detail. But I remember they said they were fucking terrified of going to the bathroom because it was yes. already really late at night, but that they had to go. And yeah. then like in a faint, they start hearing the little.
And they're just, that's why earlier when I was doing the Llorona sound, I was like, because that story stuck in my head of how this family member told us what she heard, that it was literally like.
Yeah, like that. But like that it sounded so distant but yet so close.
Yes. And that she was like, oh fuck no, like it just kept happening and she felt like it was just getting louder and yeah. louder, and that she literally was like, fuck that. She like booked it back into her house. She grabbed the baby and she's like, I'm not fucking moving from here. And I think like for the rest of the night she just didn't sleep because she was so spooked out, and she was like, I swear to God that was the Llorona.
Yeah, I remember them saying that, like, there was like, it was super late at night. I don't remember if they said that they actually heard the crying saying like mis hijos, but mm-hmm. very much like just very the much crying. Just like, yeah. And that it was just like, what the fuck else would that
be? I saw the neighbors like, ah.
No, I think I did say that. I was like, what if it was your neighbor? And they were like, that was not my fucking neighbor.
The neighbor was like, my husband left me.
I know. I remember asking that. I was like, what if it was your neighbor? Because like, I believe in that stuff, you guys. But sometimes I'm just like, okay, let's see what was going on around.
Like, you try to figure it out.
Yeah. But I've actually seen videos like online surface, like people Ew. Posting it. And it's so crazy because like, obviously there's videos that you watch where it sounds so fake. You're just like, okay, whatever. Because like you said, it's an urban legend.
Who knows? Shit. Sorry. I just realized in English, it's called the Weeping Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The weeping
woman, because she's weeping.
But, like, obviously, it's always going to be, like, different. It's a story that's been told for years and years and years. It's about to change a little bit. But yeah. In this video that I saw, like, the cry just sounded so, like, ghostly-like. And, like, you couldn't see where it was coming from, but you could, like, hear it. Uh-huh. And the person was just crying. It wasn't saying mis hijos, but it was just, like, crying. And I was like, oh, my God, that sounds fucking terrifying. Yeah. And I remember it was stuck in my head for a while because, like, I feel like that was the closest thing to, like, what I can picture of what, like, the Llorona would sound like.
Yeah.
Because that bitch is going to get tired of saying mis hijos. Like,
so it's forever. Just, like, wailing and weeping. Just
wailing? Like,
she's all Dory. She's like, wah!
Bitch, wah! I know. Well, it was just, like, a lady crying and, like.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like. Yeah, like that. I swear. Very like that. And obviously, people are just like, okay, the weeping women or whatever.
They're like, Llorona's back.
Yeah, very those vibes.
I'm really itchy from my legs. I think I got. Oh, it's this shit.
Your legs
my
are growing
scales.
Back.
My scales. My legs. I'm like.
Babe, you turn into a fish right now.
Like, water, water. Okay.
Ya ves, puta?
No, I have more stories. I was just waiting to see if you're going to add anything else.
I don't have anything else on the Llorona.
All right. I have a good one.
What?
Have you heard of Pascualita?
What the fuck is that?
It's not funny.
Pascualita, the name.
Va a venir por ti.
Día de Pascua.
No, it's not the same thing. You've never heard of Pascualita?
No.
Dude, I love this story, and it's always intrigued me so, so very much. So this happened in Mexico, in Chihuahua, okay?
Beverly also Hills. In
Mexico. Aha, in Chihuahua. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it happened in Chihuahua. Okay, so there was this girl, this beautiful, beautiful young girl who was about to get married. Her name was Pascualita. Mm-hmm. That was just her name. And this was not that, it wasn't that long. I don't know. But she was about to get married and she died a few hours before her wedding. And she was like in her, she was already in her, ¿cómo se llama? Su vestido de novia. Like she was already dressed, ready to go. Y la picó una like, let me go on my phone. Fuck you, bitch.
No, I wanted to see something before I forget. Okay, you could have kept telling your fucking story.
Hear me. Who am I telling the story to? The wall.
Well, because I don't want to forget what I had to say after.
Okay. Puta. So, Pascualita died a few hours before her wedding porque la mordió un alacrán. So, it, bitch, me. Wait till I show you, puta. And so she died. And her mom owned a boutique of dresses.
Vea, Laura.
Laura and Mama Laura.
It's all Laura before her wedding.
Fuck you.
I've never heard this
story.
Let me
tell you.
Okay.
So she died and her mom was devastated because she didn't even get to get married. And she died. And so legend says it that her mom wanted to keep her beauty and wanted to make sure... Fuck you. That she would never go away because she loved her. So she embalmed her.
What's that?
When you like House of Wax, you know how they put wax on there? Remember those monos? Uh-huh. Like that. You like embalm a human and you do stuff to them. Like when you do taxidermy to an animal.
Ew.
She embalmed her so she can preserve her beauty and just keep her there. And that was a legend. But then like everybody just thought, okay, ya se murió, ya se fue.
Yeah.
But then later in the ladies' boutique, nobody knew that she embalmed the girl.
Oh, I think I've heard of this story.
And the mom was just like, my daughter died, let's move on.
Yeah.
Later on, like a few years later, a girl, a mannequin, was in the window and it looked exactly like her daughter.
I've heard of this story.
And people were like, that looks just like her daughter. And she was just like, yeah, it's just a mannequin. But dude, in the videos, look it up, you guys, on TikTok, on YouTube, look up Pascualita and her story. Bitch, the texture on her hands, the nails, the eyes, like it's insane. It literally looks like a human. That's a human. I believe 100% that was Pascualita and her mom embalmed her and she put her as display in her boutique. And people have videos of her eyes moving. People have videos of her like turning.
How she's the, you mean like her ghost?
Or the mannequin.
But she would be, didn't she die? How would it be
she
moving?
She died. Oh, it's haunted.
That's why I said the ghost.
Yes, but people have videos of like the mannequin fucking moving its eyes and shit. It's all over TikTok.
I remember seeing that. I don't know that's what the story was called, but I remember it surfaced on my shit and I kind of like went digging to see what was
it. Yes, dude. And it's so, so crazy. Like all the stories. And so I guess a lot of brides, it became like a crazy thing in Chihuahua. So anytime they put a dress on the mannequin, brides would come and they were like, I want that dress. Because they thought Pascualita would give them good luck for their wedding and for their marriage. So a lot of women would go and ask for the dress that Pascualita was wearing. So the little boutique, even though the mom already passed away, the new owners, they would still keep dressing up Pascualita. But very recently, if you look it up, very recently in the last couple years, they finally removed her from the stand. And like, it was crazy because people, ya lo habían decorado, like they put Pascualita, like everybody, like they would leave little flowers for her and they would come and ask her for a husband. And like, it was this crazy thing in Chihuahua.
You don't think, like, you don't wonder why the police would like not go check if it was real or not?
Like no, because they were probably like, bitch, it's a mannequin, private property. Like, give us a good reason. Because you can't just bark into a fucking a business and be like, let me split up this mannequin.
I win.
You have to have permits.
No, I ain't done.
But people don't know if they stole the mannequin or if it just disappeared.
Well, they said it was still there.
No, I told you, you're not paying attention to my story. A few years ago, it's gone. It's not there anymore.
Oh,
so
shit.
People were all sad, but they still have like a little stand. And then they've interviewed employees of the boutique and they've said like, yeah, like she's real. Like I can feel presence. Like there's a lot of spooky things that happened in the boutique. Or I think some girl said that Pascualita saved her life because she almost died and that she like before she died, she got ran over across the street and before she died she was like, please save me, and that she didn't die.
What the heck? That's crazy.
Like so much crazy shit. But she's a crazy legend from Chihuahua and I was like fascinated by that story for so long.
We're not going to look into it because I want to know more about
it. Look into it. You guys should definitely look into it. You're mean for laughing at her name. It's cute.
I didn't say it was ugly. You were like, blah, blah, blah. I just never heard it. So I was just like, what story are you about to tell
me? She's going to stand by your bed tonight and be like,
hey, la tuya.
I'll be like, what up, girl? A ver si cierto. No, stop. A
ver si cierto. No. You're going to be all wags in the next episode. Bitch, I'm
like, remember that movie House of Wax?
I love that movie. Yeah. I was going to ask you. So, as a Hello Kitty stan, what are your thoughts on that urban legend?
Wait, what's the urban legend?
So, from what I remember, you guys, I don't remember if it was a Chinese or Japanese family that created.
I think Japanese.
I don't remember too well, but it was something about a mom and that her daughter had mouth cancer, and then she said she was like trying to pray so that they could fix the daughter and that she would be like saved or something like that, because doctors said they couldn't do anything about it, that the daughter was basically just, I think she was gonna like pass away, so she was like looking for anything to help her. And she said since nothing was helping, like not the doctors, not her prayers, that she turned to like the devil and was basically just like, please save my daughter. Like, I'll do anything, blah, 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 blah. And basically, she ended up making a deal with the devil that, like, if she created something that people would be, like, I don't know, gravitated to or obsessed with, that it would save her daughter. And that's how, I guess, she ended up coming up with Hello Kitty. And I remember too well, but I guess Hello Kitty and, like, Japanese or Chinese means hello demon or something like that.
Bitch!
Yeah, something like that. I'm pretty sure you can search it. No, I'm pretty sure. You can search it up. And then that's why Hello Kitty doesn't have a mouth. And then it was just so happened that, like, everybody's obsessed with Hello Kitty. And it's just like a cat with a bow.
Yeah. Ew, I don't like that. That's not the legend that I heard. Well, it's not a legend.
What did you hear?
Well, I just heard that people were sad because the creators of Hello Kitty came out and they were like, sorry, babes, Hello Kitty is not an actual kitty. Hello Kitty is actually supposed to be a little girl who is 5 years old and weighs 2 apples, but is just the size of 5 apples put together, like stacked upon each other. That's all I heard.
Bitch, well, that's in the fucking,
But I didn't hear
the, like, in the cartoon world, yes, that's what Hello Kitty is. That's,
but I didn't hear about it. Yeah.
Yes, it's all everywhere. I feel like I heard that since I was little, but, like, it's still a thing now. And, like, yeah, I guess the little kid survived because they created something really well.
Nope, that's not real, because my whole beauty room is going to be Hello Kitty. So,
and that's why I was like, that's why it's so like weird, that like such a coincidence, because people do obsess over Hello Kitty, you know? And I'm just like,
Yowatsi.
I know. Well, not only you, but so many people like obsess over Hello Kitty. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy, because
Hello Titty.
I remember that as a shirt. Freaking Hot Topic.
Another one that used to scare the shit out of me when I was a little girl.
A story?
Yeah, not a story, but just like a legend. Okay. And I don't, to this day, I don't know why the fuck it would scare me, but el chupacabras.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was fucking terrified of the chupacabras when I was little. What do you know about the chupacabra?
Oh, it's an animal que chupacabras.
You're mean.
Well, what else is there to it?
I'm out of here.
So basically, it's this
I'm going to go to a different podcast.
It's this fucking animal that will like chew on cows. And like, right?
Goats.
Oh, goats.
Chupacabras. Goat sucker. Only like
a dick sucker. The only other information I have about that is from Lost Tapes.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna
bring
up.
But if it was a fucking chivo sucker, why was it sucking on the family?
Exactly. That's why I was terrified. And I remember as a little kid, one of my uncles would be like, "Pórtate bien, ahí viene el chupacabra." And I was like, "Ay." And I don't know why I was so scared of it.
I feel like there's different kind of like images of the chupacabra. There's some where it's like a really big, like almost like werewolf type of thing. Uh-huh. Like really tall and like comes for kids. But then there's also the ones that I've seen that are like real proof of it or whatever. Because they've even found like dead chupacabras or whatever.
And they don't have hair, right?
Yeah, it's like a smaller dog looking thing.
Like naked mole rats.
Very that those vibes.
Very nasty vibes. Mm-hmm. But that, and then what comes up to your head when you think of the word cucuy?
I don't know. I feel like every time I always just associated el cucuy with like my closet. I don't think I have like an image of like what the cuckoo.
I actually have an image in my head, and I feel like he would look like an alien.
Ew, why an alien?
Like Voldemort, almost like Voldemort, but with alien eyes.
With me, it was more like a same, almost like the chupacabra. It's just like a hairy fucking thing. I don't know, in the closet, just like staring at you.
But I remember, like, growing up too, they would always spook us with the fucking cucuy.
Like, ahí viene el cucuy.
Yeah, ahí te va a agarrar el cucuy. Yeah. Nah, dude, my grandma would sing me this creepy ass song, but I can't remember it anymore.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she would sing me this creepy song and it stuck with me. But it would basically just be like, go, duérmete, duérmete, because if you don't go to sleep, like, the cuckoo's gonna come get you.
Hey, what a cute lullaby.
But I'd be like,
no, like, yo me quedo despierto.
I don't remember the song. I used to remember it. Duérmete, mi niña, vete a dormir.
That's not about the cuckoo.
Something, something, porque si no te va a agarrar el cuckoo.
Bitch.
I don't remember it, Louis, but sure. I promise it happened.
That's a nightmare.
Louis is just bullying me this whole episode, y'all. He's fucking Ursula.
No.
You didn't even put on your necklace, you fucking witch bitch.
And that fucking stupid necklace was like $20.
Go get it.
No.
All right. So you tell your scary stories to tell in the dark.
You puta about the earthquake. Okay. I'm waiting for that one.
He's all excited for this one.
I sound like a dog and it was your microphone. Like, I think I'm getting a migraine. I have a horrible headache and it hurts right here. It's all the fucking googlies that you've been telling me about. I'm like disassociating.
I'm literally alone in this podcast, you guys.
My head.
Take off your wig, Frankenstein.
Should I try?
I bet see if that like helps. Sorry for who, if you're not. Ew. The line, bitch.
That's probably what it was. That shit relieved my whole headache. You guys, I have a dent on my head.
He has a dent on his forehead from the fucking Ursula wig.
She thinks she was getting into my soul.
Oh.
She was like, oh, is. Oh my God. No, you guys, that's probably.
Then can I take it off too?
No, you have to be in character.
You're fucking mean.
Dude, I was like, why does my head hurt so bad? And it was that.
Oh, hi. Anyways, I'm going to tell you guys about a story. This actually happened. I don't know if you guys remember. A lot of you guys remember if you live in California.
In Central.
Central California. This happened on literally Halloween in October 31st. I don't know what fucking year, though.
1960.
No, it was either 2006, 2007, or 2008. It was one of those years because I know I was in middle school. And it was Halloween, and I attended my first Halloween party. It was at our neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. They threw a cute little Halloween party, and friends from school came. It was so cute. And
sorry.
One more thing, and I leave.
I'm sick. Go. I'm dying over here.
I'm going to go to La Platica or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our chins and giggles. Like, can you take me?
Like, chins, giggles, and dums.
Like, you guys take me because my co-host is not co-hosting with me today.
Go.
Well, I forgot.
You were at a party.
Oh, I was at a party.
From school was there.
Yeah, everybody from school was there.
Dressed as Fiona.
No, bitch, I can't even remember my costume. But there was no drinking allowed because we were literally fucking middle schoolers, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I just remember one of my friends was like, I really need to go to the bathroom. There's something in my eye. So we go with her to the bathroom. And then out of nowhere, there's just a fucking earthquake, bitch. Like a big ass earthquake. And we're like, in the hallway. And it was a pretty strong earthquake. Uh-huh. And I just remember one of my friends, like, we were in the hallway. And I just see my friend, like, moving side to side. I remember... My muscle.
They're all moving side to side. How?
I'm trying so hard in this podcast. Yes, they wait.
Fuck you.
He's just making fun of me the whole podcast.
Okay, then.
Fuck you.
I couldn't take you
serious. This really happened. We were literally, I remember my friend grabbing onto the wall and she was like, you're fucking mean.
Well, let me tell y'all from our point POV. So I don't remember how old I was, but I remember Yoatsi went, and these were our literal neighbors, you guys, like literally 0.5 seconds next to us.
The only reason our parents let us go.
Well, no, Yoatsi went. I stayed home because I was fucking like 2 years old. I don't know. And I remember we were like all chilling. I think I was like going to eat cereal or something. And then we're chilling and all we feel is a and everybody's like freaked out. My parents are like, Yoatsi.
Oh, because like, I was at the party.
We run out. And my parents are like grabbing us, and like we run outside to the front of the house, and then we see a bunch of Yoatsi. We're gonna say
a bunch of us,
Yoatsi, and a bunch of her friends like outside, like crying, like
it was scary.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people were kind of scared because of I feel like no había pasado mucho que pasó that ugly ass earthquake that destroyed like all of fucking California.
Yeah,
so I feel like people thought it was gonna be because it lasted a good while.
Yeah, and it was like on Halloween one. Bitch,
yeah, that was scary what made part.
It scarier because I'm like we're terrified of natural disasters like that because you never know when they're coming, and I was like out of all nights on Halloween I was like oh hell no.
I've had really bad experiences with like Halloween parties up until like I want to say like last year or 2 years ago.
I don't think I've really ever been to a Halloween party.
The first one that I went to, because like I said, I didn't really have friends in high school, so I didn't really go out to any parties.
Uh-huh.
I remember this first Halloween party that I went to. I was all hot mayo.
Like you were out for sure?
Yeah, it makes me cringe.
Why? What happened?
I fucked
someone.
Guess, bitch. Guess what my costume was. Like, if you're thinking, like, Louis J. Mayor.
Okay.
Guess what my costume was.
You have to be a sexy cop.
I said J. Mayor.
A nurse. Mm-mm. Yoatsi.
Bitch, no.
What were you?
A bunny. I feel like that's the go-to,
wait,
like...
Wait, was that one party?
Which one?
I'll whisper in his ear.
Hi. Oh no, that wasn't for Halloween. No.
Remember you guys were gonna all dress up as bunnies?
I don't know.
You're gonna be Hugh Hefner?
Oh, that was fucking a whole nother time. No, this is my first Halloween party. And basically, I was like a fucking bunny, super typical. I remember like, it was all DIY. I just picked up like some bunny ears and like a little bow tie. And I did my own makeup. Dude, I had flashback the house down boots.
You have pictures?
Dude, I remember at some point I had them on my Instagram. They're archived now for sure.
Post them.
No.
Fuck no.
But I had like flashback and I remember looking at the picture. I was like, ew, the fact that I thought I ate.
You were like,
yes, I really thought like all the hombres were going to be like, who's that?
Dude, I am so sick and tired of the last minute costumes. Like Bunny is one of them.
I'm definitely one of those people, and I hate it for
myself.
Dude,
that's why I'm over it.
I'm one of those last minute. I'm always even on Instagram, everyone calls me out on it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Louie, you're going to be a devil again.
Dude, that's why I'm so over it. Last year, too, I remember Laura had a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. It was super cute. And last minute, I didn't have a costume. So I was a fucking, like, bunny or devil or something. And I was like, bitch, if I'm this one more time.
Yeah, that's me.
This year, we're like bunnies again.
I know. No, I hate it.
I'd rather go in this. I show up, they're like, I'm gonna show up like Mean Girls when she shows up as the bride with the teeth and everything.
That'd be funny if somebody recreated that.
Hey guys,
a dead bride. Y'all fucking, what was your name? Chupitos. What was it?
Fuck you. Corpse Bride.
No, bitch, the one that was all mummified. The dead bride. You just told the fucking story.
Pascualita?
Oh, there you go.
Chupitos, bitch.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna come for me.
Andele, sure. Cabrón.
No, I don't like that one. I'm scared.
Pendejo Chupito.
I knew it was something with a C.
Pascualita. You hear me?
Como Lisa after the earthquake?
Wait, I don't know.
She said she was like.
She said she was like, Yoatsi.
You're
fucking mean. On the ocean. I have a scary story. I think, were you there?
I was there, but I only remember like the initial thing that happened. I don't remember any details.
Okay. So we used to live in an alley and all of my friends lived on the same alley. Mm-hmm. So we always hung out. My parents were very strict with a curfew for us when we were out playing in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents would only let us out past like 6. The moment it was getting close to being dark, they were like, ya métanse.
Yeah.
Every single time. But this day was super odd for all of us. And all of the kids and their parents were the same way. The minute it was starting to get dark and the sun was setting, métanse ya. Yeah. But for whatever reason, I don't know if you remember, it was late and our parents, sun was down, it was dark, and our parents hadn't called us in. And it was even weirder because it was a school night. So we were just like, what the fuck? And me and my friend started joking around. We're like, why haven't our parents told us to go inside? And we were like, we're not going inside, like, unless they call us because we're having fun. Yeah. So me and my friends were like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. I remember we just kept yelling that.
Why?
We're like, it's the end of the world. I don't know, because it was really weird to us that it was so dark. And we're kind of like spooked out because it was dark. And our parents, like, como que les valió madre that night. They were like, let them. And all of the parents, it was like all of us out there. And we were just running back and forth from the alley. And then because it was so dark, we started telling each other scary stories. And we were like, I remember we were like sitting in a little circle and all the neighborhood kids were there. And we were all just fucking scaring the fuck out of each other because, I mean, we could. And then I just remember one of the runnings that we were running back and forth through the alley. We just look at the end of the alley, dude, and we see a guy, a clown, if I should say. It was a clown holding balloons, and he was just skipping at the end of the alley. And then he just skips back. And me and my friends, I just remembered we all looked at each other, and we were like, ah! And we started yelling. And we were like, oh, my God, did you fucking see that? Like, and me and my best friend, Julie, you guys have probably seen her on my socials. But we were talking, it's like, bitch, did you see that? Like, what the fuck? And then in Chinga, we all just went back inside our houses. And we're like, did we just see that? Like, are we tripping the fuck out? Kind of like what happened with us when we saw the werewolf on the window.
Yeah.
How we were all spooked out because we all saw the same thing. And we just got really scared because I think during that time, too, there was a lot of killings. Clowns were, like, doing fucked up shit around the States. So we had heard those stories, and then we saw a fucking creepy ass clown just like at the end of the alley, and we got so fucking spooked.
Yeah, I just remember that. I don't really remember like everything that happened in detail. I remember seeing somebody at the end with the like balloons
and just and hopping, then we dude. All
screamed and ran in. But I don't even remember if it was like around like October vibes though. Like I don't think so.
I don't know. It definitely wasn't in October, because I think if it was in October, we would have been like, oh, it's Halloween. People are dressed up. It was not during October. It was like during regular, normal time. And there was a lot of clown killings and a clown scary shit happening in the States. So I think that's why we got so spooked out. And then what's crazy is that today I asked my friend, I was like, do you have any scary stories? And then she was like, no, bitch, but I'll never forget the clown at alley. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, I was going to tell that story. So like in my head, I'm like, I'm not fucking crazy. I know we saw that shit.
Like, it's not something that you, like, imagined. Yeah. You have proof from somebody else that saw it.
No, dude, and it's all scary. Like, why the fuck would there be a random-ass clown late at night just, like, you know, like, walking around?
I know. I remember that one.
Good thing I'm not, like, terrified of clowns, like, those people that have, like, a phobia of clowns.
That's what I was going to say. I don't really have, like, a phobia of clowns, but I guess scared of what's associated with clowns.
Like what? Like,
well, like you said, there was, like, I feel like it's been a couple of times where people, like, dress up as clowns and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Or like there's been like murders that are like clowns. Yeah. So I'm not necessarily scared of like, oh my God, a clown, I'm gonna freak out phobia. But it's just more like whenever I see somebody with that, it's almost just connected to something ugly with for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Well, you know that serial killer, something Gacy?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
That one was that
dude, but that was scary. He was a legit serial killer and he would dress up as a clown and he would do stuff to boys and he would kill them.
That's really scary.
And if you guys haven't seen American Horror Story Freak Show, the clown that they put in that show, it was based off of the real clown.
Oh yeah, I did see that actually. Yeah. That was scary.
That's so fucking scary. All right, Louis, before we end this spooky scary episode.
Bye.
Well, guess the spooky song.
You.
Come little children, I'll take thee away.
I might fall asleep.
Into the night.
Sounds familiar, but I don't know.
It's a Disney movie.
And it's a scary song.
Come little children, I'll take you away.
Little Red Riding Hood. What?
One more chance.
Come little dummies.
It's a Halloween movie. Everyone loves it.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes, bitch.
Really? I don't
remember. The pretty witch, the blonde one, I always wanted to be her. Oh, but that's the song that she would sing to lure the kids. Like, come little children.
I
put a spell on you.
I'll turn into the main
And
girl.
Now you're mine. We should have dressed as them.
And who's going to be the third?
Andrea.
That'd be funny, actually.
All right, you guys. I think this is going to be it because Louis is not here. I don't know where the fuck his brain is.
Sorry, you guys. I'm sick.
I did all the talking. Now my brain hurts.
Good.
Hear me.
No, you guys, like, for real, I'm pretty sick. So I feel like shit. But
I'm sick.
It's all on theme. But we definitely did not want to miss another episode. And yeah, usually I never shut the fuck up, but I feel like my head just hurts. I couldn't.
Today he was like, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
I know.
And get right into this video.
And let you out to do the video.
I'm tired.
No, yeah, but we definitely still told some good stories and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But thank you guys for listening and cooperating with us. And I'm still excited for spooky season.
And next episode will be better because Louis will be fully present, I hope.
Yes, I'll have a few days to recover. So I think by then I'll be good.
A few days to get chile and I'll be good.
But it was still a good episode.
Yeah, it was still pretty good. Puta pitona. Pascualita's going to come get you. Okay, you guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.